The Tour de France begins this weekend, which means two things are inevitable: Lycra and cheese. We're going to focus on the latter tonight because we have an important public service announcement. This year will be the last time celebrated by chef Gabriel Gartier. Last time he'll present Taste Le Tour. So you might want to stay up. I will be staying up. I always watch it. And I always watch you. Hello.
Hello, merci. I didn't fall off from my bicycle. I have been presenting Taste Le Tour for 15 years. It has been the most amazing experience. Traveling in all the regions of France. Every year there's 21 stages, so it visits not 21 regions, but at least 15 regions, which all have specialties. Food, cheese, sometimes it is seafood, sometimes it is there's a top baker or a great chef, or they make a specialty like nougat or one of the classic French dishes. So there is, France is, has an enormous potential of gastronomy that unless you travel, you never know about it.
And this is your 40th year of television.
Yes. Yes, I started in 1979. The first dish I cooked on television was a snapper that cooked whole in a piece of foil. And I had put some seaweed on the foil. Then the snapper with the scales put more seaweed and baked it in the oven like that. And it's an absolutely delicious dish.
Making me hungry. So how many types of cheese have you sampled over your time on this show?
I will not be able to tell you, but I would say several hundreds because...
Several hundred.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. If you go, for example, to a small cheesemaker in the Alps, you know, someone that has got maybe 30 goats and 50 sheep, they would be making themselves unique cheeses. They don't do the classic, the camembert, all that. They make their own cheeses of different shapes. So that small farm that sell their cheese at the market, and that's the story we would do, for example. We first go early in the morning, we film the milking, we film the making of the cheese, and then the next day or later on in the morning, we go to the market and we see them being sold. So that small maker might make five or six different cheese of different size. So almost the whole of France makes cheeses, almost, even around Paris. The closest cheese from Paris that is very famous is the Brie. The Brie is within, you know, like 50 kilometers from Paris. Then if you go west, you know, from Paris, it's the whole of Normandy. Normandy makes at least 15, 20 cheeses. I've tried them all. The classic one, not all the ones that the small makers do. It's a feast. It's just a good cheese that is ripened to, you know, to its best is something you do remember.
Before we continue, we need to clear something up. Why are you here and not in France? How are you approaching this year's show
All
this
right.
year?
Well, I am sure you've done some television. When you do a show that, when it is shown, that it is starting in 2 days' time and the first segment will be 5 minutes. In that 5 minutes, I will be in three or four locations. So if, which means that it's impossible to do live, like on that, I will be in a market, I will be meeting a top chef, I'll be visiting someone making cheeses. So that means it needs to be pre-recorded and edited. The post-production, when you film and you go and film someone making cheeses, there might be 1 hour drive in the morning from, you know, at 5 o'clock to get there at six, and then to go to the market, there's another hour. So the filming of that little story that might be edited to 1 minute and 20 seconds takes a whole day. And then you only have got the filming, you don't have the editing. So it is a process that took me to France 2 years. And that's why I'm really, it's my last year, because the 2 months of shoot, of filming every year is fabulous, but it's not family friendly. You know, you can't do that for too long. And I've done the show for 15 years this year, but I've filmed for 2 months for 10 years. And it is something I want to stop because I'm living on a high you know, it's popular. Usually with media, you are told, you know, thank you very much.
Time for you to go now, yes.
And this is a privilege to be able to say to SBS, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks to all the viewers for encouragement and enjoying the show.
It's my favourite part of the show. I mean, my partner loves the bike riding. I'm all about the cheese.
Yes.
So for those of us gearing up to watch the race this weekend,
yes,
can you advise us on what sort of snacks to prepare?
Oh, well, you've just mentioned it. The cheese platter, I think, is the best snack. Seriously.
Just go crazy on the cheeses.
Yeah, by two or three cheeses.
What's one that a compulsory cheese you must have on this platter?
Well, I think it's nice to have at least two or three cheeses. If you want to have a blue, Australia makes some really great blue. Really great. I think that's one of the highlights of Australian cheeses, the blues. In terms of quality compared to the rest of the world, you can get a really good brie or you can get a camembert. There's a few camemberts, you know, like there's, if you have a good cheese shop, there's a few camemberts that are brought from France that are excellent, or a Comté. The Comté it's a hard cheese.
It's a great cheese.
It's a wonderful cheese.
It matures
for 18 months. We have filmed there. It's the most amazing place. The Comté at the end is like 40, 50 kilos. It takes 500 liters of milk to make one cheese. So you see the process, the maturation. It is a good cheese is mostly slow food. It is a big cheese will be better if it matures slowly. And to mature slowly, it needs to be at the right temperature. If it's too warm, it matures too quickly. If it's too cold, it might not get there.
Before I let you go, is someone taking your place next year?
Well, I would be very happy for someone to do something similar.
My executive
or something
producer,
different.
Claudette, seems to be auditioning.
She's interested. She should. I think I might audition for the Wiggles or something like that myself.
I'll just eat the cheese. Thank you so much for coming in. Gabrielle Gatto is a chef and the host of Taste Le Tour, which airs this Saturday on SBS if you're watching the Tour de France, which pretty much it's always on in my house. This is RN Drive.